It's Tennessee Titans talk. We're at pick 49 in the second round. It's about 7:30 on Friday night, and it is so interesting. Watching this draft, absolutely the air got sucked out of this room. We're going to talk tonight about our second round pick. We trade up. We pick Will Levis.
Oh, God. Come on.
People are not thrilled about this pick. There was a lot of relief last night when we didn't pick him 12th. I thought people would be a little more amenable to maybe getting him in the second round. We're going to talk about his prospects, what this means for the Titans. Really interesting stuff. I didn't see it coming. I know I told you guys on the podcast last night, they're going to take a long look at him today. And they certainly did.
Yeah, you say it's unexpected. I would have to disagree because we were linked up immediately as one of the teams that were trying to trade back into the first round for him. They came out, we tried to trade up with the Giants at 25. Obviously, they wanted to stay and get Deontay Banks to last of the top corners. And you say people were happy we didn't take him at 11. The reason so many of us are still unhappy with Levis at 41 is because the player hasn't changed at all. And the only difference is you're spending a less valuable asset and getting one less year. But the thing is, for those of us who are really opinionated on him, we didn't want him, period, because it doesn't matter what you're investing in him as long as it's anything meaningful, because you don't see the upside. We'll get into why Big Fell and I are distraught over the selection, why you're cautiously optimistic, and why the fan base in general and even other fan bases have been texting us saying, sorry, like, we just lost a loved one because we traded up for Levis.
I think there was a lot more value for us to go with a different position and stay at 41. Like we've talked about, we weren't going to move up in round one because we don't have the roster to be giving up draft capital. And I still believe that.
And now we give up a third rounder next year and we trade back 10 spots in the third this year for Levis.
Yeah, I don't like mortgaging future assets. I don't think good teams consistently do that. We've been consistently doing that. Let's talk about Levis this way. This is so interesting, and you made reference to this, both of you. I don't think any fan base wanted him, and I can't remember such a negative kind of like thought about a prospect that didn't have character issues or some kind of something else going on. It's like Levis has this black spot around him as a prospect. People did not want him. You guys think about it analytically or as objective as you can. Like, why do you think there's so much fear about him? Why was he the hot potato of a prospect?
Pretty easy. The guy eats bananas with the peels on, and when they go rotten, not just a nice yellow banana, no, he waits until they get all nasty and gross, the ones that you throw away, and he chomps on those suckers straight through the peel. If that wasn't weird enough, the dude is deathly afraid of milk. For me, red flags. Red flag number two. Number three, the guy uses mayo as coffee creamer. I mean, I've seen some weird stuff before, but when you do this...
So are you being serious? Like, is it because he's eccentric and he's been very open with the, and trying to be kind of cutesy with the media? Are you being serious with the fact that it kind of rubs you the wrong way that he's so unafraid to be weird?
It does. That's just, it's so weird and so in left field that I just can't understand it. Obviously, there are things about his game that leave a lot to be desired. He takes a lot of sacks. He's known to throw some picks. I mean, he's not the best athlete in the world. I mean, sure, he can move, and he does have a cannon of an arm. I think his throwing motion is a little weird for me. But then, you know, we've talked about it. He's a comp for Tannehill, and in my mind, we're trying to move away from Tannehill to get with today's NFL and get a big-time passer. And I love Tannehill, and he's perfect for what we do, and that was hard for me to get to that point, and I'm sure I might get there with Will Levis, but I just don't see it. Wanted us to, if we were going to take a quarterback, I really wanted us to take Hendon Hooker. He's still on the board, but we're not going to take him now. I just think his long-term potential is better than Levis.
That's a hard disagree with me on Hooker, because Hooker is, to me, a totally fake prospect in terms of his NFL upside, because even by college standards, he played in a gimmick offense. He's older than Levis. He's got less experience in playing the pro style kind of offense. If it had been Hooker, I would have been somehow even more distraught than Levis. But the reason I think almost everyone hates on Levis is the casual NFL fan that is plugged into the draft has learned to understand what traits to look for, what things not to look for. In the past, it was, does he look good in the uniform? Does he have a great arm? Can he run? That could kind of trick you. But now with tape being more accessible than ever, people can scout these guys. Now they care more about pocket presence, accuracy, football IQ, the ability to perform under pressure. And Levis doesn't have any of that. You look at the stats, he's really bad under pressure. He's bad with accuracy in general. He gets injured a lot. He makes a ton of stupid decisions scrambling. He's old. He's 24. We were talking with our friend Derry about this. When's the last time a 24-year-old quarterback got drafted this high other than Brandon Whedon way back then? Because COVID is screwing everything up to where now these guys are coming in Super Bowl and it's, well, he has his potential and he's playing in pro style office, but it's like, in any normal, sane year, take away the COVID year. If Will Levis were 23 years old, he was entering the draft, being looked at the same way, would people really be going, well, he's got this franchise quarterback ability, he should go in the first round? No, because there is a reason 23-year-old quarterbacks have never been taken in the first or second round pretty much forever for good reason. Because if you're good at quarterback, the odds heavily suggest you will be good before you get that old, and Levis is even older.
You outline pretty well the risk about him. We're watching, the draft is still on. Seattle just picked Zach Charbonnet, and I don't really understand that.
They took Walker last year. Yeah. Like, why?
I love Charbonnet, and I wasn't huge on Walker, but he was awesome last year, and he was a little banged up, but that's not worth spending.
They have other needs, like defensive line.
I'm more of a Chardonnay guy myself.
Yeah, Seattle, after a strong start with Witherspoon and Smith and Jigba yesterday, has kind of definitely fallen back into old ways of making some really questionable picks. They took Derek Hall at 37, pretty big reach.
The tape, I don't on know. Him. I mean,
he looked
the part, but he was a later third round pick type.
I can get on board.
And then Charbonnet with Kenneth Walker doesn't make any sense.
No, I get it.
Because Kenneth Walker was awesome, and unless his injuries are some long term issue, why are you spending another second round pick on a running back? They haven't addressed their defensive line at all outside of Derek Hall. Yeah. They haven't addressed the interior. That's a big issue. They haven't addressed center at all. That's a big issue. Why are you drafting a backup running back when Kenneth Walker was pushing for offensive rookie of the year?
So with Levis, Landon points out really well his shortcomings as a prospect and why everybody laid off last night. What do the Titans fall in love with? And I told you guys this, and I think y'all know this. I think, unfortunately, we do get into the homie vibe. He's like, you know, really close with his family, stuff that shouldn't matter. Let's look at what they did like. He went here, they traded for him because, number one, he has a really strong arm. Number two, he played in a pro-style offense. Number three, he is a good athlete. Number four, he's a really smart guy. And I think the fifth thing, and I worry if they lost their objectivity. He's just a football kind of lifer, and he just like constantly, his life kind of revolves around this. And I think you can fall in love with that and convince yourself that a guy who isn't accurate down the field, I think plays in a way that's going to make him susceptible to injury. I'm trying to see the logic. Do you guys get what I'm saying? And I want us to speak to that. We know why we don't like him. Why did the Titans front office fall in love with him?
Well, all those reasons you just mentioned. And he's also a gym rat. So Vrabel and Carthen know that he's going to be dedicated to this team. And, you know, I mean, he's got a smoking hot girlfriend, so he's not going to be out in downtown Nashville every night. This is a guy that, if you're looking at upside, sure, there is a lot of upside. He does have a cannon of an arm, a workout warrior. I mean, we saw him at the combine. The dude looked like a superhero. He looked like he was drawn for a comic. So that's obviously something to hang your hat on. I personally think he looks like a, you know, one of the older NCAA video game players, the generic ones that kind of waves their arms and you get called for a personal foul every single time. That's got nothing to do with his play. There is upside. There are ways for me to get excited. It's just right now, I want to be aggravated because every year there's one pick I'm aggravated by. I hope this is the only one I'm aggravated by, but you know, it's just, he's not the guy I wanted. So when I don't get the guy I wanted, I'm pretty stuck in my ways, and I don't want.
You had mentioned Levis in terms of Tannehill, and that's been pretty much his unanimous comp, is Will Levis is a young Tannehill. Now, Matt Miller for ESPN has Carson Wentz, which is unselling, but both those guys, we have to remember, the value of the rookie contract at quarterback is so, so valuable. And if he's even league average and he's making like $2 million a year, that's really helpful towards this team's success. And that's part of the idea, is stylistically, his strengths, his weaknesses, his overall build and play style, he's very much like Tannehill. And so if you're getting a younger Tannehill on a cheaper contract, even if he sits this year and he only plays 3 years on the rookie deal, then you have to pay him. That's 3 years. And we've seen what a guy like Tannehill, when he's playing well and has good talent around him, what he can do to elevate this offense. And beyond all of the characteristics and traits you guys have already mentioned, his toughness, I'm sure, won Vrabel over, because this is a guy that came back, to Kentucky. His offensive coordinator left. Wandell Robinson, his best receiver, left. He lost all of his linemen. The new offensive coordinator was garbage. The whole situation was terrible. He had so many injuries, and he gutted through it. He came back on the field, even though his draft stock was first round pick. He had nothing to gain, everything to lose. He gutted out through a foot injury, toe injury, shoulder, you name it. I mean, that's part of the reason why you're scared.
Crappy
because
offensive line. Yeah,
that's part of the reason you're scared, because he's been so banged up already, and his play style is conducive to getting hurt. But he's a warrior. He'll go out there. Tannehill puts up with a lot of shit that other quarterbacks wouldn't in terms of getting the crap kicked out of him. And Levis is that kind of guy where we can question some of the stuff between the years in terms of playing quarterback. But when it comes to just pure football character and heart, there's no questioning Will Levis's ability to put it all out there.
Your point here about a second round quarterback on a minimal on a less expensive deal, who's somebody that just did it and cashed in? Jalen Hurts. Everybody wants to be the Eagles right now. If it works, you look like GM of the century. If it doesn't, you kind of just whiffed on another scratch-off ticket.
But the obvious counter to that is Philly's situation was perfect for any quarterback coming in, because they had a great offensive line. They traded for A.J. Brown. They drafted Devontae Smith.
You're not allowed to talk about that again.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't perfect the day they drafted him, per se.
Yeah, but they built around him, and maybe we do that down the line. But even then, they still had a great offensive line and some weapons. This is another reason why I was so upset with trading up for Levis and giving up another pick, is because right now, Burks is wide receiver one, and it's Nick Westbrook or Kyle Phillips at wide receiver two. It doesn't matter if we're running with Tannehill or Levis. You can't exist in today's NFL with that bad of a receiver core, and yet that seems what we're going to do, or we're going to have to reach on a guy in the third.
I think that's the biggest objective reason to be disappointed in this, big fella. Landon, of course, makes a good point, is quarterbacks, we really can't tell if they're going to be good. Everybody thinks they can, they can't. You get a guy, he's got the right size, and you like him in the room. You did tape with him, you had him in. You already got a guy that you really needed. So, yeah, I mean, take him. You never know, because if you get a really good above-average quarterback, good things happen for you. Good things happened for us when we fell into Tannehill for a couple of years. But
Tannehill,
the opportunity
also
lost is there are good receivers on the board, and we have now, I don't think we need to take a first round, but we need a quality guy. Mims was there, Mingo was there, there are other guys there. The third round pick next year, I just don't like the sound of that, because we've had to sit out the second round last year, the fourth round this year. That stinks. Also, these guys that are getting drafted right now at receiver, they're going to be good. And we're going to have to sit and think another year of a few injuries and some guy we've never heard of, you know, having passes go through his hand. That, to me, am I wrong? That's the biggest objective downside to this pick.
Yeah, we already saw the guy that we all liked, Jonathan Mingo, off the board pretty early on day two.
Yeah.
I would have loved to take him. And
he's been a really good Titan. He's tough, physical.
He would be great. Yeah. And I've already, you guys already know how I feel about Jalen Hyatt. And I thought he was going to go here to the Chargers. I love Jalen Hyatt. I think he would be great. And right now, for whatever reason, he might, I'd like to think he could be there by the time we get on the board, on the clock again. But that's a stretch. You know, after that, there are not a ton of guys. I mean, there are some that are okay, like Tillman.
You're really having to reach in.
Yeah.
All these guys have major flaws, because Mims and Mingo and Hyatt, and even Josh Downs, to an extent, really the last of that
tier
where it's like, they have a question, but you go a tier down and they have multiple questions.
I don't like being further away. I liked the second and third round. I like the talent here, and we're going to be kind of spaced, because, of course, we had to go back 10 picks in the third round this year, so we'll pick at 80-something instead of 72. I know, I'm glad you brought up Jalen Hurts, because I bet Philly fans weren't psyched about that, per se.
I disagree.
They weren't, because
a lot of Philly fans were really psyched about Hurts. Like, they loved it.
And he was unbelievable at Oklahoma, so maybe it's not a great comparison. I just didn't think he could make every throw. Levis has some potential, but there are some big questions, and it's just hard not to feel like all the air's out of the room. It's not super fun, but we don't know what's going to happen. Boy, if it doesn't work, though, we're going to look back and see.
Just another pick we set on fire.
Right. This would be the second scratch-off ticket on a quarterback, non-first round, that we've taken in consecutive years.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
And if it doesn't work, we're going to be out of the runnings for Williams next year. What are we looking at, Bo Nix? I mean, I don't know what our option is if it doesn't work. Are we going to have to keep Tannehill on what would we have to pay him next year? 40?
They would roll with Levis for better or for worse next year, unless we somehow were picking first overall, which won't happen unless literally everyone on this team dies, which, I mean, I guess it could happen. So maybe I shouldn't say that. But it's next 2 years, at the very least, Levis is our quarterback.
Why can't they all, like, sprain their ACL? So they all have to die?
They can all have diarrhea every week of the season. Come on, Lion.
Yeah, just looking back through the past drafts, especially with J-Rob floundering at the end, you see the good teams have so many good young players that they've drafted early. Then you look at us. Maybe we burnt a second and a third rounder on Levis. We burnt a third on Willis. We burnt a first on Isaiah Wilson and Farley. We burnt a second on Raddins. We burnt a second train for Julio. All these picks, all these guys are contributors. These are good players. These are stars. The second and third round is full of these players. Oh, we burnt a fourth rounder in the Julio trade. All these picks were missing. There's a reason the roster is so crappy. It's because we keep swinging for the fences and we keep whiffing. And this Levis pick, just my gut says it's going to be another whiff, because you just look at his prospect profile and his age and every indicator you want. Those guys don't succeed. Really old, inaccurate, injured, only 2 years starting. How in any way is that a good combination?
Kind of aggravated that you said 24 is really old. I'm feeling a little insecure right now. That's just an unfair shot to the pills, Lan.
I think you're really missing your daughters, because your dad jokes are
full force.
All right, so our pick is at 81 now?
82.
82. I could be wrong here, but I feel like I know he referenced the service. It's got to be receiver, right? It has to be.
It better be.
You would hope so, but knowing this team will take some other position, and come week six next year, it'll be Burks and Nick Westbrook, and the passing offense is going to suck, and we're all going to be sitting there furious and acting like this hasn't been the case for the last several years. As pretty much every other team but the Detroit Lions apparently have moved on into the modern era in terms of analytics and understanding how the game is played properly in terms of being the most successful and what positions are valuable. We seem to just not care. Wide receiver is so valuable that teams are drafting them super early all the time. Teams are hoarding two stars, three really good ones. We're here saying, okay, we have an okay rookie in Burks and nobody's after him. That's okay. That doesn't really matter. We'll make it work. And it's going to be a bunch of more just very difficult games to have to watch.
And this is Rand Carthen's first shot at being a GM. Did he actually make any draft picks when he was with San Francisco, or no? That was completely up to Lynch and...
I don't believe so. I think he was just, he was involved in the process, but he wasn't making the picks.
So in one of my favorite movies, Draft Day, Cleveland Browns call up the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have a new GM, and kind of, you know, not swindle, but they kind of make a deal that, you know, they both kind of come out smelling like roses. The Jaguars get 3 second-round picks to move up to number 6. Jackson, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I just wonder if maybe Rand is in his first draft and maybe just getting caught up in the moment and being like, oh, Will Levis is there. We've got to make a move. I'm just curious to see how the rest of this draft works out and to see how many picks we have next year and to see what he does after the draft with what we...
Looking at the receiver board right now, Hyatt, Tillman, Marvin Mims, Josh Downs. If those four guys before 82, we're toast.
If Hyatt goes right here to Kansas City, I will throw up, because he would be amazing for them.
Yeah, we're watching the Chiefs pick number 55 right now. And they pick Rashee Rice, which is a guy I didn't like. So
yeah,
good for me.
Pretty good.
He can't separate from me, and he's older.
So he must be like 23.
Rest of the weekend, guys, what do you look for tomorrow?
Even if we take receiver round 3, just adding another receiver and then just going BPA to bunch of pitches, I would love to see a center to challenge Brewer, edge depth, corner depth. Linebacker is a gaping hole in the roster right now, but this linebacker class in the draft sucks, so I don't really want to have to draft anyone. So really, it's hammer the important positions that we have neglected for so long. This evening and tomorrow, take 2 to 3 receivers, take a lineman, take a bunch of edge rushers and corners, because those are the positions that matter. And those are positions we're lacking, especially receiver, because our roster just has nothing there. Burks is the only guy on the team with upside. It's not like, oh, we have a bunch of second year players that are going to develop. It's like, no, we have no one. Draft a bunch of guys and hope one of them is a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I actually wouldn't mind drafting a kicker with our late round picks. We haven't had a good kicker for a long time. That's literally cost us quite a few games over the last couple of years. I would rather spend some draft capital on a kicker and get a little bit more of a sure thing, especially with what we've seen over the last 3 years with, you know, the revolving door of kickers on our squad.
Yeah, absolutely. A kicker versus a sixth, seventh round, whatever you want, whatever position. Just give me the kicker because, like you said, we have been historically bad for so long. I just want to get to a spot. I'm not going to be greedy. I'm not going to say, oh, I want to have Justin Tucker, or I want to be green and go like, oh, I want Justin Tucker or Harrison Butker, one of the best kickers in the league. Just give me league average play and that will be enough. I don't want us to have to take a field goal that's longer than 40 yards and feel like it's a 50-50.
Are we able to draft a like sports medicine team? Like, are we able to draft some trainers to keep our guys healthy?
If so, I would spend a very high pick on the Phoenix Suns.
It's called not being cheap.
Yeah.
And I don't guess we've done that because this town's full of excellent people in healthcare, and I don't think our team has gotten that level of care. Just my opinion.
For sure.
The sample size is out. We're constantly injured.
And our stars who are injured go on to other teams and seem to put together full seasons like Saffold. And, you know, you see these guys leave and play for 16,
yeah, I'm expecting David Long to be fully healthy in Miami this year.
Well, this did take the wind out of the sails of our favorite weekend, I will say. But the thing about this is, it's not like a game. It's not so immediate. We will find out. We'll see, right? This could, unbeknownst, be one of the best days as a Titans fan. I mean, there's a chance it could be really good. I know
it could be.
Because I really bother. That's the thing. You just really never know. Maybe that's why we like this weekend so much.
Yeah, sure. And maybe hell will freeze over.
Well, we've heard from... I like this guy, the Giant Guy's shirt. He's got Dable on his t-shirt. Do y'all notice that?
Oh, yeah.
That's
awesome.
That's a great pick.
John Michael Schmitz goes 57 and Big Fella's heart just...
I think the Giants can totally use him.
The Giants are going to be a real team, aren't they? They're going to be like a for real perennial team with Dable.
If Saquon signs, I think, yeah.
And since we're talking about real teams, that's the only thing keeping me from feeling catastrophically bad about Levis, is that we were going to be floundering and being middle of the pack anyway at best. So even though I don't have any hopes for this Levis pick panning out or providing immediate impact, we weren't really going anywhere anyway. So it's just like, whatever. So be it.
That's wrong, Lan. Wow. AFC South, we're coming back for you, Jacksonville. We have looked way worse than this, and we have punched above our weight so much more. If we were healthier than we were last year, which is practically going to be the easiest thing ever, we would think. I don't think we're that far away from a playoff team.
Anything happens to Burks, our offense is going back to the 1950s, and it's over.
Well, you didn't account for the D-Hop trade that we're going to give up more draft capital for, which is crazy.
Trading more draft capital for an over 30 receiver with injury issues. Awesome.
Drew Person just comes to the draft every year, doesn't he?
Every year, and he looks worse every year.
He doesn't look worse. He's just old.
He was there in 17, and he looked.
That was 6 years ago.
Right, he's been there every year since.
I would go every year if I had that kind of clout.
Yeah, for real.
He just goes to stir up the crowd.
Man, Cowboys fans, this guy's fired up.
I'm glad we have it on mute so we can't hear him.
They're booing him. Well, that's Tennessee Titans talk. Will Levis draft edition.
Oy.
Yep, this is the time capsule episode. In 3 or 4 years, we'll come back to this. Will Big Phil and I be vindicated, or will Nathan's cautious optimism and copium prevail?
I don't know what that word is, but yeah.
Don't worry about it. I'll be working on my getting my jersey off, getting them to accept LEVI'S. That'll be my jersey next year.
Autocorrect.
That is one thing that everybody says, like, it is really hard to type his name in and you get that stupid apostrophe all the time. Levi's. Good luck to Levi's. Welcome to Nashville. Don't listen to these two. We'll see what happens. And we'll be back with a draft reaction, the whole thing, if we can stomach it, early next week. Until then, enjoy the draft. Tighten up.
Tighten up.
Tighten up.